Today's Amud is Yevamos Heyamud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Heyamud Aleph, the last two words, Ela La'ayla. So just to chazer over what we're in the middle of discussing, what we're in the middle of discussing is like this. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis had said that the Makar, that Yibum is not Daicha Arayis, is from the fact that the Torah says Aleha, we darshan Aleha, Aleha, by Achis Isha, that even when it's B'makai Mitzvah, even when there's a situation of Yibum, a person is not allowed to do Yibum with an Erva, and the Erva will even patter the Tzara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, that why do I need a Drasha to tell us that you're not supposed to do Yibum? Why do I need a drasha of Aleha, that you're not allowed to do Yibum with an Erva? Anyways, you can't do Yibum. Why would I think you're allowed to? How could you be Aiver on this or Erva just because of your mitzvah of Yibum? So you'll say, because I say Daicha Leis Asei. But Asei is not Daicha Leis Asei, Shiesh Bekares. And over here, the mitzvah of Yibum is coming to override Arayis, which is a Leis Asei, an Erva, which has Kares. So there should be no Havamina that you're allowed to do Yibum. That was the Gemara's first kasha. And then the Gemara's second kasha was, Bichlau, where do we even know Asei Daicha Leis Asei? What's the Makar for Asei Daicha Leis Asei? That you would think that Yibum would override an Erva. What's the Makar for Asei Daicha Leis Asei? So the Gemara addressed the second kasha first. And the Gemara said that the Makar for Asei Daicha Leis Asei is from the Smichus of the Parsha of Tzitzis to the Parsha of Kilayim. And the Gemara said that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't normally darshan smichos, here where it's Yibayisei Mamuchach, Yibayisei Mamufna, so we do darshan smichos. Now in order to make it that it's mufna, so we need to have an extra word. So the Gemara said, the Gemara found that we do have an extra word over here. What's the extra word? Because Lefi Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, anytime it says the word beged in the Torah, stam beged in the Torah, refers to Tzemeru Pishtim. So I already know that shatnez is when you have tzemer u'pishtim together, because it says the word bega. So why does the pasuk have to spell out leisilva shatnez tzemer u'pishtim yachdov? Tzemer u'pishtim, those words are extra. That's what gives us the license to darshan the smicha. So it's because we go like Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel that bega already means tzemer u'pishtim, but mele tzemer u'pishtim are extra. That's what gives us the license to then darshan the smicha. The Gemara wanted to know that what about if you don't hold like Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael? Let's say you hold like the Rabban and you argue on Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, and they say that Beged doesn't necessarily mean Tzemeru Pishtim. If so, I needed the Torah to tell me that Shatnez is Tzemeru Pishtim Yachtov, because Beged doesn't necessarily teach me that. If so, according to the Rabban, what gives us the license to darshan the smichos? How are we going to know? Asei Daicha Leis Asei. We don't have l'chayr any sort of heter. We don't have any sort of it's not mufna. So what gives us the right to then darshan the smichos to allow klayim betzitzis and to say ultimately that Asei is Daicha Leis Asei? That I would think now that Yibum should be Daicha the Leis Asei of Arayis. So says the Gemara. The Gemara just given a few attempts, and now says the Gemara Ela La'ayla. So says the Gemara, Ela La'ayla Mikra Kama. We tried bringing it from other psukim. Maybe there are other makayris in the Torah for Asei Daicha Leis Asei. Lamai said the Gemara rejected each attempt. So the Gemara says we'll go back to our original pasuk, the psukim of Kalayim and Tzitzis. That will be the makar for Asei Daicha Leis Asei. But you asked, it's not mufna. How is it mufna? Where do you see anything extra? Where do you see anything that should give us the license to darshan the smichos? Bishlama like Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, that beget means tzemeru pishtim. So that which the Torah specifies, tzemeru pishtim, is mufni. So fine, we have the license to darshan the smichos. But if you don't go like Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, and you say that beget could mean anything, so then the Torah had to say tzemeru pishtim. So what's extra? What gives us the right to darshan the smichos? So says the Gemara, because in Cain, if the Torah didn't want us to darshan the smichas, lema kra tzitzis taselach. The lashon of the pasuk is gedilim taselach. From the fact that the Torah used this word of gedilim instead of tzitzis, that's what gives us the license to darshan the smichos. Gedilim lamali. Why does the Torah say gedilim? Shema mina lafnuye. That's the word that gives us the license to darshan the smichos. Now the Meiri learns that gedilim is an extra letter more than tzitzis. Tzitzis has 5 letters in it, and gedilim has 6 letters in it. So that's what gives us the license. Because there's an extra letter, gedilim is a longer word than tzitzis, so that's how it's smufna, that's what gives us the license to then darshan the smichas. Lamaisa, from the Hemshech of the Gemara, we'll see, at least the way Taisus learns the Gemara, it seems that it doesn't necessarily have to be an extra word, even if it's just a weirder word, a word that doesn't seem to belong as much, that also is considered mufna. So if you then, you could say that over here, it's not the pshat that the gedilim is an extra letter than tzitzis, it could just be that tzitzis is the more appropriate word. Gedilim is a less appropriate word, it's a weirder word to use in this context, and that's what gives us, that's why we call it mufni, and that's what gives us the license to then darshan the smicha. So l'kuli amam, l'fi tanit v'Rabbi Yishmael, tzemer u'pishtim is extra. Even l'fi the Rabbanan, that tzemer u'pishtim is not extra, but the word gedilim is mufni. The word gedilim is mufni, and that's what gives us the license to darshan the smichas, and this is the makar for asei doichalai sasei. However, ask the Gemara, that gedilim is not such a weird word. Gedilim is needed for a drasha. Hai l'shi'urahu da'asa. It's from the word gedilim. That's how we know how many strings you're supposed to put into the corner of your baguette. The Torah never says lahedya how many strings to put in. We know, you look at your tzitzis, you have 8 strings. Really, it's 4. Just when you put it into the corner, so it gets doubled and it looks, it comes out as 8. It's really 4 strings. So we know that you put in 4 strings. Where do we know that from? It doesn't say it in the Torah. That's all learned out from gedilim. Says the Gemara, the shiuruhu da'asa. Gedilim is what teaches us the shear for how many strings you're supposed to put into your baguette. Now, how does gedilim show us anything about putting 4 strings into the corner of your baguette? Because gedil is shnayim. If the Torah would have just said gedil, the word gedil means to twist 2 strings together. So gedil, by definition, is referring to 2 strings. From the fact that the Torah says gedilim, which is the plural of gedil, so it's 2 gedils. 2 gedils, if a gedil is 2, and you're supposed to have 2 gedils, it means you're supposed to have arba. It means you're supposed to have 4 strings. You take 4 strings, you put it into the corner of your baguette, and then it comes out as 8. That's the shear for tzitzis, and that's learned out from this word gedilim. So the Torah is saying, to make a gedil, to make these, put these strings into the corner of your baguette, and then the pasuk also says, it says psil tcheles. It says v'nasnal titzis hakanaf psil tcheles. So from psil we learn now upayslayhu misaychay, that you're supposed to also have a psil, means free hanging strings, that you're not supposed to braid all the strings together. You're supposed to braid it only part of the way down, and then part of the string you leave hanging, about 2/3 you leave hanging, 1/3 you braid, like the tzitzis that we have in front of us, that some of it is braided, you braid it some of the way down, and then the rest of it you leave hanging. That's learned out from psil techeles, from the word psil. So, but the point is that linyanenu is that gedilim is needed for this drasha of the shear, for how many strings you're supposed to put into your baguette. So gedil is not extra, it's not mufni. So says the Gemara, no, but it's still mufna. Why? Maybe not from the parish of tzitzis. You're right. The parish of tzitzis, everything needed to be there. However, it's still mufni from the parish of klayim. Because im kain, if the Torah doesn't want me to darshan the smichas, and there's not supposed to be anything that's mufna, so lei makra lei silba shatnis tzemer upishtim. The Torah could have just said, don't wear shatnis, which is tzemer upishtim. Yachtav lamali. Why does the Torah have to stress that it's semeru pishtim yachtav, it's wool and linen together? We know that that's what shatn is, that's what kilayim is. It's when the wool and the linen are together. So why does the Torah have to use this extra word of yachtav? Shema mina lafnuye. That's the extra word in the parasha. That's what's going to give us the license to then darshan the smichas. However, ask the Gemara, that it's not true. Yachtov is not extra. We learn out a halacha and hilchos shatnis from this word yachtov. We learn it to teach us, it's needed to teach us the halacha of l'toykev shtei tekifoy schiber, that in order to be chayiv for shatnis, to have tzemer and pishtim together, you're only chayiv if the tzemer and the pishtim are attached very well to each other. If If it's toikef shtei tekifes, if you have two stitches, one, if you stitch it twice and one into the next, so then that's considered a chibur. When you have a strong chibur, yachtov, it has to be a strong chibur. That's what we learn out from yachtov. The way you have it as a strong chibur is when you're toikef shtei tekifes, when you have two stitches, that's what makes it very strong. And tekifa achas ain't a chibur, and if it's just as opposed to if it's just one stitch, so then that's not considered a strong chibur, and you're not going to be chayev, at least midaraisa, for the Isra of Shatnez. So we use Yachtov. Yachtov is not extra. Yachtov teaches us a halacha on Hilchos Shatnez. But says the Gemara, still there's something extra over here. Because Imkain, if the Torah didn't want me darshing the smichas, so lichtav rachmano leisilbash tsemeru pishtim yachtav. So fine, I had to say yachtav. And the feed the rabbanon that we don't say begad means tsemeru pishtim, it had to say tsemeru pishtim. Fine. But the pasuk could have said leisilbash tsemeru pishtim yachtav. Shatnez lamali. Why does the pasuk have to say leisilbas shatnez tzemeru pishtim yachtav? Just say, don't wear tzemeru pishtim yachtav. Why does the Torah have to say this extra word shatnez? Shatnez lamali. Shmamino lafnu ye. That's the extra word. That's what's going to give us the license to dash in the smicha. So again, the kuli alma, the makar for asei deicha leisase is from the smichas of the parshas of kalayim to the parsha of tzitzis. And what gives us the right to darshan the smichos? Ibayisei mamuchach, ibayisei mamufni. How is a mufni? Lefi tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, the words tzemeru pishtim are extra, and lefi the rabbanon, tzemeru pishtim might not be extra, but the word shatnez is extra. So the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, which we'll answer, is that to ask the Gemara of akatimi bayile, we need the word shatnez for a different halacha in Hilchos Shatnez. We learn from shatnez a very important halacha in Hilchos Shatnez, that that you're not chayiv for shatnez unless the strings are shua tavoi v'nuz. This is the machlekas rishayim, exactly what shua tavoi v'nuz is. We'll get back to that in a moment. But there's a halacha we learn out from shatnez, so shatnez is not extra. We learn out from shatnez that it has to be shua tavoi v'nuz. The strings have to be together in a way that they're shua tavoi v'nuz. Again, we'll explain it in a moment. So shatnez is not extra. So how is this mufni? So says the Gemara, ela kula mishatnez nafka. Different pshatim and the rishayim, exactly what this means. Perhaps the way Taisa seems to learn is that kula mishatnez nafka is that if all the Torah wanted to teach us was that we could learn both the fact that it's mufni and this halacha of shua tavi v'nuz all from this word shatnez. Because if the Torah just wanted to teach me the halacha of shua tavi v'nuz, so then the Torah could have just said shua tavi v'nuz. Why does the Torah have to say it in a weird way, in this way of shatnez? From the fact that the Torah says it in a weird way, that's called mufni. Like we mentioned before, Taisa seems to be clear that even if it's something that's not extra, but if there's something weird, that's called mufni. So from the fact that the Torah didn't spell out shua tavi v'nuz, and instead it said it in this interesting way, it said it with this word shatnez, that's what makes it mufni, and that's what gives us the license to darshan the smicha. So we ask, the shatnez is needed for a drasha, it's true, but we could also see from there the fact that it's mufni, because if it was just to teach me the halacha, a shua tavi v'nuz, so then the Torah would have spelled it out. Now what is shua tavi v'nuz? So Rashi, the way Rashi seems to learn over here, and also in Maseches Nida, is that shua tavi v'nuz means that the strings, the wool and the linen strings, have to mamish be all together. Shua means that they're smoothened out. You have strings, you have linen strings, you have wool strings, so they can be very fibery. You have the strings at this point, they're just fibers, and they can be very like wild. So what you do is you take a comb and you smoothen them out. You smoothen out the fibers, smoothening out the fibers, combing the fibers, that's called shua. Tavoi means that you spin the fibers together. You take the fibers and you make them into thicker threads. So that's tavoi. And nuz is when you weave them together. So now Rashi seems to learn that you're only chayiv for klayim, you're only chayiv for shatnez, if you do these things with the wool and the linen all together, which means that you comb and you smoothen the wool and the linen together, and then you spin the fibers into threads, you have threads that contain wool and linen. I mean, normally the way we understand, and Taisa seems to argue on Rashi, Taisa's Taka learns like this, is that normally we understand shatnez is when you have a string of wool and you have a string of linen and you sew it together into a baguette. Rashi seems to learn that that's not shatnez. Shatnez is only when the string itself is contained of fibers that are wool and linen, and you make those into strings and you weave a baguette with such a string. That's called shatnez. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Tosfos has a lot of caches on this. First of all, what should shaykh then state tekifos? If this is what shatnez is, what's the case of state tekifos? Also, how is it shaykh by tzitzis kilayim? If the strings have to be made out of wool and linen together, what's that? What shaykh is that to tzitzis? Fine, Tosfos has a lot of caches, but that seems to be how Rashi learns it. That's what shua tavoi v'nuz is. That shua is you comb out the wool and the linen together. Tavo, you spin the fibers into threads, into one single thread, and those is that then you finally weave it into a baguette. Again, Taisa is a different shot. Balkopan, that's how Rashi seems to learn. And that's all learned out from the word shatnez. And but said the Gemara, that if that's all the Torah wanted to teach me from the word shatnez, so then the Torah would have spelled it out. Shua tavo v'nuz. And the fact that the Torah said it in this interesting way of shatnez, that's what also then gives us the license to call it mufni to darshan the smicha. So again, so everybody learns out the halacha of aseidah chaleisaseh from klein v'tzitzis. It's just the shaila of which part of it is mufna, which gives us the license to darshan this smicha. So if you tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, tzemeru pishtim is what's mufna, and lefi the Rabbanan, so it's the word shatnez that's mufna. So now says the Gemara, so that's why I might have thought that Yibam should be Daicha, the Isser of Arias, and that's why I need the Drasha of Aleh to teach me otherwise. But I would have thought that Asay of Yibam should be Daicha, the Isser of Arias, because Asay Daicha Leis Asay. And I have a Makar for Asay Daicha Leis Asay from Kalayim Betzitzis. However, now ask the Gemara, and really this is reiterating the Gemara's first kasha that we had in Gimel Amud Beis, is that Ashkechan the Asi Asay V'Daichi Lais Asay. So fine, now you found the Makar, the Asi Asay V'Daichi Lais Asay Greda, that the Asay could go and it could push off a Lais Asay when it's a Lais Asay Greda, when it's just a Lais Asay, a standard Lais Asay like Isser of Kalayim. So fine, you found the Makar that Asay is Daichi Lais Asay when it's just a stam leis asay. However, when it comes to Yibam pushing off the Isra of Arayis is not just a stam leis asay. It's a leis asay sheish b'kares. Ask the Gemara, leis asay sheish b'kares, heishkecha ashkecha d'dachi. Where have you found the makar? You found the makar, say, is deicha leis asay from Kalayim Betzitzis. But where have you found the makar that asay could be deicha leis asay, that as kares, that you would think that Yibam should override the Isser of Arayis, the Itzrach Aleha Lemisva, that you then need the Drasha of Aleha to say that no, you're not allowed to. That Yibam is not Doicha the Isser of Arayis. It seems like from the fact that we have a Drasha, that there was a Havamina, that Yibam should override the Isser of Arayis. And the question is the Isser of Arayis is a Laisa Seishyesh Bakaris? And since when do we find, where do we ever find such a thing that an Asay could be Doicha Laisa Seishyesh Bakaris? Your own makar for a seidah chaleis asay is by a leis asay greido. It's by a stam leis asay klein betzitzis. But you don't have any sort of makar that nasay could be daicha leis asay sheish makaris. Where do we find such a thing that I need a leha to tell me that Yibam is not daicha the Isser of Arayis? So says the Gemara, maybe I'll tell you, v'chi teima neilif mimila, maybe you'll say that I did find a place where an asay is daicha leis asay sheish makaris. And that place is by Mila. The halacha is that a person does Mila, at least when it's a Mila bismanai. So he does Mila even when it's Shabbos. So the asay of Mila is daicha, the iser of Shabbos, of doing the malacha on Shabbos. Now Shabbos is a leis asay, sheish b'kares, a person's chayv kares for doing malacha on Shabbos. And afal pikein Mila, the asay of Mila is daicha, the leis asay, sheish b'kares of Shabbos. So you find the precedent that asay is daicha, leis asay, sheish b'kares. We found the makar from Mila, from the fact that Mila is daicha Shabbos. However, says the Gemara, that's not a good makar. Because malamila shekain nichrasu aleha shalish esrei brisais. If you look in the parish of Mila, you find 13 times that the Torah uses the word bris. It's a very chashuv mitzvah. The Ritva explains it as if the Torah gave us the mitzvah of Mila 13 times. It's like 13 assays in one. So fine, that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. That's because Mila is an exceptional mitzvah. It's like 13 assays all in one. It has 13 precise. So since it's an exceptional mitzvah, so Mila is able to be Deicha Lois Assay Sheesh Bakaris. It's able to be Deicha Shabbos. But you can't bring a raya from there that every assay is Deicha Lois Assay Sheesh Bakaris. You can't bring a raya from there that Yibum should be Deicha this. So says the Gemara, so what's the Makar? Why would I think that Yibum would be Deicha Arayis that I need a lamb? So says the Gemara, Mi Pesach. Maybe you'll say that you'll learn it out from Pesach, from the fact that the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, which involves the Mulacha of Netilas Neshama, from the fact that Shechita's Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so we had in Pesachim, you do the Shechita of the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. So the Asay of Karban Pesach is being Deicha, the Mulacha on Shabbos, which is a Lais Asay, Sheish Bakaris. However, says the Gemara, that's also not a good Makar. Because Mala Pesach, Shekein Kares. Because it's true, Shabbos is a Lais Asay, Sheish Bakaris. But the Asay that's pushing it off is Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach is one of the only two assays that also have kares. A person's chayiv kares for being mevatel the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So an assay that has kares could be deicha lois assay that has kares. But you haven't proved from here that an assay without kares could be deicha lois assay that has kares. You haven't proved from here that yibum, which is just a regular assay, that should be deicha lois assay sheish bakares. That you haven't showed. All you showed is that Karban Pesach could be deicha lois assay sheish bakares. That's not such a big chiddush, because Karban Pesach is an assay that has kares. It happens to be true about Mila as well. The Gemara is going to point that out soon. That by Mila as well, Mila, the fact that it's Zeicha Shabbos is not so much of a chiddush, because Mila is an assay that has kares. Mila and Karban Pesach are the only two assays of the 248 assays that we have in the Torah. Those are the only two assays that have kares. Mila and Karban Pesach. Valkopanim, so you can't learn it out from Mila, and you can't learn it out from Pesach. So says the Gemara, Mitamid. Maybe you'll say we should learn it out that an assay could be deicha leis assay even when the leis assay has kares from the Karban Tamid, from the fact that we bring the Karban Tamid every single day and we bring it even on Shabbos. So that shows you that an assay, the assay of Karban Tamid, which doesn't have kares, it doesn't have 13 brisais, and afal pikein, it's deicha malacha on Shabbos, it's deicha leis assay sheish bakares. So that will be our makar, that assay could be deicha leis assay sheish bakares. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a raya either. It says the Gemara, an incredible teretz, that Mala Tamid Shekein Tadir. And the Karban Tamid is also an exceptional assay. Mila's exceptional, that's 13 brisais. Karban Pesach's exceptional because it has kares. It's an assay with kares. The Karban Tamid is exceptional because it's something that you do every single day. Shekein Tadir, it's something you bring every single day. And something you do every single day, that's exceptional. When you learn an Amud every single day, Friday, Shabbos, you do Chazara, you're constantly learning, it's Tadir. So that's exceptional. That's not something you could learn out from Karban Tamid. From the fact that Tamid is Deicha Shabbos, that's not a chiddush. That's, of course, even though Shabbos is a lois assay sheish bakares, but Karban Tamid is tadir, so that's very chashuv. Fine, so if we found Karban Tamid could be deicha lois assay sheish bakares, but you can't bring a raya from there that a stam assay like yibum could be deicha lois assay sheish bakares, that it could be deicha this or varayas. So says the Gemara, maybe you'll say like this, fine, from either one of these three, Mila, Karban Pesach, Karban Tamid, I can't learn it out from any one of them. From each individual one, I have a pircha, but I can't learn it out from one. But Tasi Mitarti, let's combine two of them, and let's learn it out from a Metzah, from a Tzadah Shava, from two of them, and the Pircha that you're going to ask, it won't be a Pircha by both of them. When you ask on Mila, it has 13 Brisois, well, Pesach doesn't. When you ask on Pesach, it has Kares, well, Karban Tamid doesn't. When you ask on Karban Tamid that it's Tadir, the other two are not Tadir. So from the combination of two of them, I could learn it out, that an Asay is Deicha, Leis Asay, Sheish Bakares. However, says the Gemara, that that's not true either. Because Mehe Tesi, which two are you going to learn it out from that an assay could be Deicha Lais Assay Sheish Bakaris? Mi Milo Pesach? You're going to combine Mila and Pesach, and you're going to say that if I found that Mila and Pesach override Shabbos, that so too every assay could be Deicha Lais Assay Sheish Bakaris? So that's not a good raya. Shekein saying kares, because both Milah and Pesach are both assays that have kares. So all you see from Milah and Pesach is that an assay that has kares could be daicha a lois assay that has kares. But you haven't proven from there that an assay without kares could be daicha a lois assay with kares. So maybe you'll say, okay, fine. So Pesach and Milah, that's not going to work. Pesach utamin, but we could combine Pesach and Tamin. And we can learn it out from Pesach and Tamid that Pesach and Tamid are Daicha Leisa Seh Sheesh Bakaris. We do them on Shabbos. So if so, every assay is Daicha Leisa Seh Sheesh Bakaris. And you can't ask about Pesach that it has Karis because Tamid doesn't. You can't ask about Tamid that it's Tadir because Pesach is not. But says the Gemara, there's a different Pircha that we could ask that both Pesach and Tamid share. And that is Shekin Tzairich Gavaya. Both of those are karbanis. Both of those are karbanis, are things that you're bringing kaviyachul for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe those types of things could be daicha loisa seishiesh bakaris. But Yibum, which is not Tzairich Gavaya, so who says Yibum, why would you think that Yibum could be daicha the Isra of Arayis, which is a loisa seishiesh bakaris? So finally says the Gemara, the last two will say, Emila Utamid, is that maybe we'll learn it out from a combination of Milu and Tamid. And you can't ask about Milu that it's 13 brisais or that it's kares because Tamid's not. And you can't ask about Tamid that it's Tadir or Tzarech Gavaya because Milu's not. So we can learn it out from Milu and Tamid that Nasei is Daicha Leis Nasei Sheesh Bakaris because both Milu and Tamid are Daicha Shabbos even though Shabbos has kares. However, says the Gemara, you can't. Because Milah and Tamid have a different Sada Shafa. Shekein Yeshnoi Lifnei Adibur. Because Milah and Tamid are both things, are both mitzvahs that we received before Matan Torah. Milah was already, Avram Avinu was commanded about the Milah. And Karban Tamid, says the Gemara, Valiba demanda Amar, Eila Shekrivi Yisoba Midbar, Eilas Tamid Hava. We had a machlekes about this in Chagiga, but if we go like the Manda Amar who says that when Klaisa was in the Midbar before Matan Torah, they brought the Eila, they brought an Eilas Tamid, so then it comes out, if they brought an Eilas Tamid, so then it comes out that the mitzvah of Karban Tamid existed before Matan Torah. So both of these, Milah and Tamid are both mitzvahs that existed before Matan Torah. And the Gemara seems to understand that there's some sort of chashivas about a mitzvah that we had even before Matan Torah. And if so, you can't bring a raya from the fact that Milah and Tamid override Shabbos, that every asay, like Yibum, could be daicha arayis, could be daicha leisa say sheesh bakaris, because Milah and Tamid are exceptional. They're very exceptional mitzvahs. They are mitzvahs that existed before Matan Torah. And the Gemara points out, and now that we mentioned this type of pircha, umikulu nami, you can't learn it out from any of them. You can't even learn it out from Pesach, from Milah, and Tamid altogether, because umikulu nami shekein yeshnan lifnei adibur, all of them. Karban Pesach existed before Matan Torah. Milah and Tamid, like we just said, also existed before Matan Torah. And therefore, you can't learn out from here anything about asei dechaleis asei sheyesh bakari. So therefore, we're still stuck with our kasha until we get to the next amud. We're still stuck with our kasha. Then how do we know? Why would I have thought that that Yibum should be Daicha the Isra of Arayis? Where do we ever find an assay is Daicha Leisa Seishiesh Bakaris? Why would I have thought that Yibum would override Arayis? That all of a sudden I need the drush of Alea to tell me that no, it's Usr. You're not allowed to do Yibum. Of course you're not allowed to do Yibum, because even though an assay is Daicha Leisa Seish, but it's not Daicha Leisa Seishiesh Bakaris. Where's the Makar? Where do we find an assay is Daicha Leisa Seishiesh Bakaris? That I need the pasuk of Aleha to teach me not to do the Yibum.